Hello and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine where we talk about all the biggest showbiz stories of the week. It comes out every Friday, and for all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is, of course, on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. I'm Lucy Ford, Heat's entertainment reporter. I'm joined by Charlotte Oliver.
Hi.
And Polly Foreman.
Hiya.
But let's dive into the week. First of all, the NTAs.
Yes.
Are we all feeling okay?
Slight pause there. Yeah, we're all a bit dead, actually.
Yeah, Polly and I were both there last night. Polly was working the red carpet, and then we were in the ceremony, and then obviously the after party, because Heat, spoiler, we've got a big photo shoot coming in next week's mag with all our favourite celebs acting as if they're in a criminal lineup. So, buy the magazine to get that. But so a lot of the night was spent running around the after party trying to coax celebs upstairs to our photo booth by promising them candy, which is literally we were promising them candy. Which was
not great. Even booze.
No, they got way more excited about the sweets because they had all the booze on tap, but there was no like, you know, sugar, sherbets, whatever downstairs. So that was our bargaining tool.
Amazing. So who was the best person that you ran into for either being really drunk or...
For me, it was Olivia Attwood from Love Island.
She was
just too much. Like, she came up, she danced. She basically grinded on Paul O'Grady. It was very inappropriate.
We've got a
video we'll be putting on Twitter next week, which is just ridiculous. You need to see it.
Do you know why else she was great? Like, she was really game for a laugh with us. And I think, like, Love Island people, they should have a good relationship with Heat because we sort of, to be fair, we kind of help put them where they are. And not to name too many names, I probably will not name a few ones.
There are some people
who have got a bit too self-important and they refuse to talk to us. And it doesn't seem right that literally less than a year than they were nothing. They were just unknowns. They wouldn't have been gone to this award ceremony. They refused to speak to the magazine that basically had a pretty helping hand in putting them there. And it's not just our magazine, obviously. Like, it's like pop culture magazines. That's what, you know, we all loved Love Island this year. So people like, for example, Amber, who refused, you know, just I'm not even engaging.
Really?
She refused to me as well. Yeah. She was quite rude.
She was just like, no, just absolutely no. Chris said no, which I was disappointed. I think he may have been having a bad night.
Like, yes. Also, yeah, Chris and Olivia weren't together at all. I'm not convinced they're together.
Well, okay, so...
They didn't walk the carpet together.
But he was hosting it. During the ceremony, they were very close, arm in arm. I don't know if that was for the cameras, maybe. But then at the after party, the talk was that there was an incident, there was an argument, there was some shouting, and then they kept a wide distance. So I think something went down because he didn't seem happy either. And normally he is like, he's one of the good ones normally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sad.
I'm not sure about those two. I think they were playing up to the cameras. The only time they were together was, as you say, when they were in the audience. And I didn't see them together once in the after party, and I just think it's a bit suspicious. I know they had an argument, but they always have arguments.
God, they're always arguing.
I know.
How exhausting. I could not handle that. I'd be so lazy.
Vicky P was great. She was game for it. She's always fun.
Philip Schofield came in. Yeah. Dermot. We had all the A-listers.
Philip Schofield came in with Kem.
Oh, my, yeah, we've got a video of that as well. That'll also be on Twitter next week. Yeah. It was just too much.
Yeah. Did you get the cast of Stranger Things?
Actually, I got snubbed by the cast of Stranger Things. So I went up to Charlie Heaton and Natalia Dyer, and I said, we were kind of pitching it, and I said to Charlie, oh, you know Heat Magazine, because he's like British. And he was like, he was really game for it. He was like, yeah, we'll come up. He looked at Natalia, and Natalia just kind of went, we'll think about it, and just waltzed off.
Charlie Heaton.
Oh, wow.
When I went to the BAFTA TV Awards last year, he spent the entire night just on the phone next to a really loud speaker that I found really strange. And then last night as well, he was on his phone. Like, I didn't know people made that many phone calls. He was in like really, really loud areas. And then I went up to, I tried to coax him in as well, and he was just like, oh, later. And it's just like, no, you're lying. Why are you lying to me?
Did you hear him pronounce Dermot's name? Dermot.
Dermot.
Like, how? He would know who Dermot O'Leary is. He's not American. Number two, he'd been backstage, so he'd heard Dermot's name mentioned so many times. I don't know how he managed to do that.
You know when you're reading an auto cue?
Yeah.
And, like, you just don't process what the word means, but you just sort of say it out loud. It could have been one of those.
Yeah, maybe. But... Yes, yeah. Very questionable was Charlie Heaton
but
last night.
It was a good night, and I think there were some good winners as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Anton Deck, of course.
It's like, we all knew.
Every time, because I do like the winner's room and sending out like news things. So we're always talking like, what's the news line of tonight? And every NTAs is like, Anton Deck, win again. And it literally was like, Anton Deck, last night,
they said themselves that this sort of means even, maybe this is every year, but this year means more than ever because obviously all the drama with Ant for the whole year, it's just been a bit nonstop for him. He did seem really quite moved by the whole thing. And obviously they were also won the Bruce Forsyth Award, which is the inaugural award for that. So I think they were also like overcome by that. It was quite emotional. I thought it was really emotional.
And when David Attenborough won, I was nearly crying and the audience were all on their feet.
Oh, and then they end the whole thing by bringing out the dogs. And,
stop.
They had like, got us already in like the little heart.
Yeah. Oh, it was too much. It was too much.
Totes emotion.
Very emotional.
Good night overall.
Really good night, yeah. Really good night.
Yeah, and read Heat magazine next week to find out more.
Speaking of Olivia and Chris, the promo for their new show, but now we are thinking that they might not even be together.
Yeah, it's been awkward that the promo was released on the day of the NTAs because earlier in the day we were so excited. It's all about how they're moving in together. It's called Cracking On. And we were really excited to see them together again. And then obviously, you know, 6 hours later, they were having their Barney in the after party. So it's precarious times for the couple. Like you say, I mean, it could just be showmance. I don't know.
I do think the promo for their show was the most boring promo I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, massively disagree. I was loving it.
What, they're in the furniture shop?
Yes, okay, because, the thing is, you forget how funny these people are in Moving Image. Because you just haven't seen, Love Island was great because they had, the characters were so funny and the way they interacted, and we forget about that because all we write about is like them fronting like In the Style or, you know, all these different like clothes ranges and stuff like that. I forget that they're actually really funny when they talk. And Chris and Olivia's interaction is just really amusing, like how everything he says, she just sort of like listens to with like an eye, like an audible eye roll. Like it's just so funny. And like the way he was obsessed with like this random feather on the table, like this iron feather.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was a bit cringe. I think they're trying too hard to be like classic Chris and Olivia. Like, oh,
they've taken me in. I don't care if it's all a ruse. That's why I'm nervous about whether they're going to last because I do like them together.
It's going to be solidly one season, isn't it?
Like, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, they're going to
kill each
other.
It'll be like straight out of Love Island, Chris and Kem.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, I completely forgot about that.
But then, even like with Kem on Dancing on Ice as well, I mean, I'm not really watching it for the dancing. I just think he's really funny. Like, they're just funny people.
I was quite shocked, actually, because I talked to Olivia and Chris last night at the NTAs, I was shocked at how good-looking Chris was.
He is so good-looking.
He's so good.
Yes.
But not my type.
Exactly, me neither. He's, like, such a Ken doll.
But I can, like, understand why people find him attractive.
He's just, like, it's just kind of, like, a perfect face. Like, it's very symmetrical and pretty, and, like, the hair is just completely, you know, perfect and...
He's wearing a lot of makeup.
He is wearing so much makeup.
Olivia said that actually she's excited for people to watch it because she was like the villain in Love Island and she really wants people to like her now. So I wonder if people will like her.
I hope so.
I think she's a fun girl. And I think when she did seem to be like the cow, I think she's just very protective and like self-defensive. And it's almost like because of that she's like self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's quite sad and like frustrating because she's actually, she's really funny. She's really witty. And yeah, I've got a girl crush on Olivia, I think.
I like her, to be honest. I think Chris is a bit dumb and I think she's smarter than he is.
Oh, definitely.
Although, I mean, her knickers were out a lot last night as well, though. I was like,
her boobs.
My love.
Her boobs.
She had this long flowing dress. And did you see she just kept lifting it way too high?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to hold it that high to just walk places. Yeah, that was a bit awkward.
Yeah, when I interviewed her on the red carpet, her boobs was just everywhere. Like, you couldn't see anything else. They were just, and she just kept sort of like lifting up her dress, and her dress was just not built for her boobs.
I was nervous. You know, in the segment when they showed the bit from Love Island when it was nominated for best challenge, I don't know why it was a challenge show, and it showed the bit when they were on the yacht and talking, and she's wearing this swimming suit that has like a massive hole around the chest area, and I just was like, oh my god, her boob's about to fall out on like on this big screen. I was really nervous, but I guess they may have made sure that didn't happen.
Imagine if that's the clip that they showed at the National Television Awards. Someone would have got fired.
So
we wait with bated breath about that show. I'm sure we'll talk about it again.
Can't wait.
Moving on, Vicky Patterson has done an interview in this week's Heat magazine. What has she shared?
She talks a lot about how she's repping like the curves again. She, you know, she crash dieted too much. She's been everything from a 16 to a 6 in size. She's very happy now. She's and she wants to, like, you know, take a stand against like those bullies who, you know, criticize her about her weight gain and that kind of thing. And she's just really like she's just really right on. And like, I just find her that kind of girl who's really, you know, body positive and encouraging for other women. So she goes on like about that a lot, and she also acknowledges the rumors about why she and John have delayed their nuptials until 2019 now, because it was supposed to be this year. I mean, if you've looked at the other magazines that, you know, there's no point in reading this week. they've all done on their front pages like the real reason John and Vicky broke up, and it's like she doesn't want to be a wife, and it's really negative. I think we're the only one who's actually spoken to her and got like the full story. So she was very excited, actually. She's been nonstop Instagramming about how much she loves the article and how much she applauds Heat and Heatwell for not airbrushing things.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But also, like, I've got a friend who just got engaged, and she was like, well, I don't want to get married next year because that means my whole engagement is planning a wedding.
Yeah.
It takes like a year to plan a wedding.
Lot of planning.
So she's like, oh, I'd like to have a year and then I can plan.
Exactly.
Because otherwise you're just like straight into like, shit, I need to find a dress.
Well, that's what I think that's why Vicky's good for another reason. Well, she's just very real, and so many celebrities race up the aisle and everything. But I think she had a hard enough time planning her engagement party, which ended up being like 300 people.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I think she's probably quite knackered from that. And what is the rush? Like, her and John have just bought a house together up north, and They seem very happy and settled, so she's very happy it just being that. So, yeah.
It is really refreshing, though. Like, I love Geordie Shore, but, like, Charlotte Crosby looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because she is 90% not herself.
Well, oh, my gosh. Chloe Ferry
last night at the NTAs. I was like,
I thought Chloe Ferry looked quite good last night.
She did look good, but then also, because you know...
But she's ruined, like... her face.
But her nose is a ski slope. Like, she's completely, she just looks plastic.
Yeah, and so does Charlotte. Like, if you look, Charlotte's boobs look like a mannequin.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know.
They all just kind of look like each other as well. They've got that kind of like inflatable doll look. It's really sad. They're really young.
Yeah, you don't know what your face is going to look like. So I actually quite like that Vicky Patterson, like, she's obviously got a boob job, but she hasn't changed anything about her face really.
Yeah. And she's definitely, it's almost crazy to think of her on Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
Because she's just so different from
like a million miles from Geordie Shore now.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Well, all the rest of the girls, who's the other, like Holly Hagen as well.
I mean, she started out with the crazy surgery. But she's had the same, you know, like, they all have the same nose.
They all have the same nose, same lips.
I can't deal with the lips. I don't understand lip fillers. Why do people think that they're a good idea?
Up close, they don't look good.
I don't think they look good on anyone.
I'll tell you why. It was all because...
Kylie Jenner did look good at the start, but then she kept going,
and then all these girls, you know, from Newcastle, from the show, and from the other shows, just putting out there, no one listening from Newcastle. They you know, they go and say, "I want a Kylie," and then it becomes like tenfold bigger, and it's
up close, it looks weird though, because you can see the like
and they
puckering.
Can't really talk very well, and then underneath the lips, they've got these like. Blindingly white veneered teeth that they look like you can't even close the mouth properly under these lips. It's just this big mouth explosion.
It's really sad though, actually. Like, it's no wonder that like young girls feel terrible.
Yeah.
Like, when it's so easy for them to change their appearance, like it's ridiculous when they're seeing like everyone they love changing their appearance.
You know, even not even young girls, like, you know, yesterday we had a team from Heat Go, and one of our editors commented saying, "Oh, we're not wearing enough makeup because these people, they just wear so much more makeup than the average individual for a night out.
I honestly feel like a little boy next
yes.
to them.
Oh,
like,
don't.
And they speak to me like I'm a little boy.
I don't
as
even
well.
Feel like a boy.
I
literally feel like a hedgehog.
Yeah. I feel like a frumpy old woman. Whenever I talk to any of these famous people.
Even when I've like, I think I've done myself up. I'm like, oh, I've got a lot of makeup on, and then I look at them and I'm like, oh.
But you know, since doing the job, I think I've like sort of gone the other way. I'm just like, no, I would rather just end up looking like a hedgehog.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like I didn't even try, so you'll never actually know how I'd look.
I can't even go near your level. So instead, I'm just going to look the most haggard, you know, man-child there is. And it works. I'm doing a good job at that, so
killing it.
Succeeding at something.
It's a look.
Yeah. So from one wedding to another, equally as exciting, I don't know. Princess Eugenie announced that she was engaged this week. I know very little about Princess Eugenie. I actually kind of forgot. Am I saying it even right?
Yeah.
Eugenie?
I mean,
It's a silly name.
Eugenie, whatever.
Yeah.
She is engaged she's an actual princess, which I kind of forget.
I know, she's an actual princess, and yet we're just not as fussed as Meghan. It's quite funny that ends up happening. The same with Kate, you know, it's just like, oh my God, they're princesses. But actually, when there's a real princess saying, I'm getting married, we're just like, yeah, cool. Oh yeah, you're going to get St. George's Chapel. Big deal. Meghan and Harry are doing it first. a bit
there's sad. Something Cinderella story-y about like a commoner.
I feel like I didn't care about Meghan. I care even less about Eugenie. Eugenie. I know. I'm so sorry, but I'm a Scrooge when it comes to the royals. I can't stand them.
I adore the Queen.
Yeah.
But I also feel like there were loads of articles that were like, oh, there'll be another royal wedding this year. It's like, don't put them together. Like, they're not the same
Like, fair play to Eugenie. She's brave going up against the first royal wedding because they're having it at the same venue, not that much later. And, you know, I think the comparisons were always going to be there anyway. So now it's really going to be quite pronounced that she just isn't Meghan. So
yeah,
you don't really want that on your wedding day, do you? Being like upstaged so obviously.
You have to have a pretty thick skin, don't you? I feel like you probably do if you're a royal as it is.
Maybe, yeah.
Her ring is beautiful.
Yeah, and it, let's be fair, it's far more expensive than Meghan's. So, you know, that's something. It's double.
But Meghan's double is her. Sentimental, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm sorry. The bridegroom, he designed it himself. And he designed it, the diamond, if I get this right, I will be amazed. But the diamond or the sapphire, whatever it is in the middle, is supposed to change colour because that's how he sees his bride-to-be, always changing colour.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't really understand what that means.
Oh, no, so I want to vomit.
It's like a really expensive mood ring.
Exactly.
Is essentially what it is.
It's basically
just
a mood ring.
Just get a mood ring.
Yeah, just get a mood ring. Yeah.
Get one from Claire's.
So we've decided that we just don't care.
I did like Fergie's tweets. I did look at those today.
Hilarious.
What was it, like something about a boat, like just guiding them through life, or maybe it was love,
so
something like that.
Is she the boat in this analogy?
I don't know. I think love is the boat.
No, she was like, it takes, you only go towards your fate when there's a solid rock guiding you. And I was like, are you the rock, mate?
Yeah, I don't know if she knew what she meant by that.
I feel like she googled Instagram inspiration. Yes, and that was like the third one
but
that came up.
But we love a completely crazy mother of the bride.
Yeah,
and yeah, when it's not our own.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. But Fergie will fill that role, you know, to a T. Because she's going to love it. She's going to love, you know, suddenly being, you know, top of everyone's attention for a second. Maybe.
And to end our wedding trifecta, Ed Sheeran has announced that he's also getting married. There is something literally
season.
In the air.
Yeah, it's always like
single.
The new year and, you know.
We are bitter.
I just don't care about these weddings.
Ed Sheeran is engaged to his childhood crush, Cherry Seaborn. So they were high school friends. And then I don't know how they got together.
I think it was a case of kind of Ed maybe.
Well,
I heard a weird story where it was like they reconnected at Taylor Swift's party. But
no,
how did Taylor Swift
know
her?
No. So, well, what I heard is that after he got like his initial amazing success, if we remember, he kind of took a gap year. He couldn't deal with like the limelight and it's too much. He basically like for a brief moment, he actually just sort of locked himself in his room and completely freaked out and just didn't know what to do. And then he decided he was going to sort of travel the world. And he chose as one of his travel locations, I think it was Canada, where Cherry was actually working at the time. So when he got there, he kind of like put the feelers out, they reconnected, and, you know, the rest is sweet, sweet history.
Oh, that's cute, actually. Yeah. I do like a famous person that marries a normal.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when they, in their own right, are quite impressive people.
Yeah, because so
she works in finance in the city, I think. Pretty, you know, tough work. And I mean, it's obviously nothing like George Clooney and his incredible wife. But it's sort of, it's that one, you know, it's like, okay, these favorite. Men are...
She went to my school. That's my only claim to fame in life. Yeah, Amal Clooney.
Wow.
And Fern Britton did as well.
Oh. No,
I'm not trying to show off, guys.
All the legends.
Yeah. All the big ones.
Yeah. So it's tricky. And obviously, I think people also are really excited because he's just, in his music, he's a, you know, he puts it all out there as a romantic. And I think a lot of the songs are written about her, like, perfect. And
I just kind of forget how young Ed Sheeran is. Yeah,
I know. And he's also only like 26, isn't he?
Yeah. And she's 24.
Yeah, that is very young. Richard, yeah. That is very young.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guess they've lived many lives, I guess, if you're famous. So,
true.
But yeah, I don't know who's. Everyone's always like, Ed Sheeran. Well, I feel like Ed Sheeran makes wedding songs for the sole purpose of being wedding songs. But, like, would he have his own song at his wedding?
That would be so cringe.
That would be terrible.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if he did that,
So would he play it while they're dancing on the speaker, or would he sing it?
I reckon he'll do some sort of surprise. Like, he'll kind of get on stage and he'll have written a song for her, and he'll be like, this is another one.
So what's she supposed to do? Just sort of stand on the dance floor and sway to her wedding dance alone? But you know what? I wouldn't object to having him bring out Pavarotti, because you know they did the duet of Perfect as well.
Not Pavarotti. Actually,
yeah.
Pavarotti's dead. Andrea Bocelli.
That's the one. Thank you very much. Okay, what? Sorry, one opera singer is like four opera singers to me.
They're
so,
all the same.
Yeah, have Bocelli come and sing it would be great. Or, I mean, obviously, Taylor Swift.
Or Beyonce.
Well, Beyonce is great.
I don't think he's going to get Beyonce.
Taylor Swift is a very close friend.
She will definitely be at the wedding.
But didn't they have some sort of fling? I don't think Taylor will be there.
I don't think
Cherry would have it. It'd be a bit weird.
I reckon Taylor Swift would be like in that scene in Bridesmaids where, you know, they're trying to compete
with
the speeches.
Oh, my God.
And she'd be like the Rose Byrne, and she'd like...
Oh, stop, yeah.
She'd get on stage and just be a bit too much and be like, hey, guys, this is for you. And like, I've written a song that no one asked for.
What are they saying? That movie, Cup and Car. Cup and Car. Donde está la biblioteca? That's the best bit in that film. Yeah, let's hope so.
I hope that. I want all the drama. We need to get a spy on the inside. We need to go undercover.
Yes.
We need your own investigative journalist.
We'll make it happen.
We have probably about a year and a half to become best friends with Ed Sheeran, guys.
No, we'll use Cherry. Olivia Atwood as a decoy. She like gets attention by like, hooking up her skirt, and then we'll just scurry
and hide under the back of the skirt.
Exactly. This is why we don't wear makeup or try to look nice, so we can just creep in as hedgehogs, actually.
As hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that is it from us this week. If you've liked what you've heard, feel free to subscribe on iTunes. We're Obsessed With comes out every Friday. For all the showbiz gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heatworld.com has all your breaking news, and you can listen to Heat Radio 24/7. Bye.
Bye. Bye.